Hey Carson, so Frank was talking about your movement in the pocket and how much you've worked on that. Is that something that you made an effort to really work on, and where are you in that?
Yeah, you're always trying to get better with it. Pocket movement is huge. It's crucial, and knowing how to navigate it and just letting it be a feel thing and not actually visually seeing it. Till the day I'm done playing this game, I'll always just continually be trying to get better with that.
Some quarterbacks you've seen that you think are quite good at that. Do you have any that you've watched?
Everyone's different. Everyone's different. Some guys are more athletic and will really just escape the pocket. Other guys will really stay inside the pocket. I kind of want to do some of both. But yeah, every guy's kind of case by case, and just knowing how to navigate it, like I mentioned, navigating it while still keeping your eyes downfield and just feeling it, letting it happen versus actually just looking at it. And then obviously downfield stuff is out the window if you do that.
Frank kind of talked about how much of that is taught and how much is innate. He said it was 50-50. How do you feel about it?
It's probably accurate. A lot of it is just a natural feel, like you said, and innate. But you can train that. You can train that. It's hard to, you can teach it a little bit, but it's really just training it and getting those reps and just really getting the feel for that for sure.
How much more do you understand sort of the overall concepts of this offense? And some of your teammates have said you've been very aggressive, very vocal in helping. You've got a lot of new offensive players here, helping them get up to speed. Were you able to do that, say, in December and January of last year? Have you made a big leap over the off season, or what?
I think I definitely feel more comfortable with everything. That's what a year under your belt does for you. A year under your belt, and then also those game situations. So just coming in this offseason, having a full offseason to really go back and dissect the tape, study the concepts, more in depth, and knowing every detail about the concepts. Definitely don't have it mastered by any means, but definitely feel much more comfortable with it.
Is there more on your plate now, too, being year two? I don't know if you had 100% of the playbook. That we consider the playbook to be one volume. I don't know if you have 100% of the playbook. In December, did you get more in the offseason? Will you be asked to do more?
I guess we'll find out. Right now it's still just OTAs, so we'll find out.
What did you know about Nick Foles before he came here? And have you stopped and read the story that's on the walls you walked through there, the 7-touchdown story?
Yeah. I knew about the year he had when he was here. It was an impressive year for sure. And then I'd heard from a lot of guys, especially in this building, that he was just a great dude. He was a great dude, and we're very kind of like-minded off the field. And so the relationship we've had, it has been great. It's just started. It's just been about a couple months now. But I'm looking forward to working with him for the season for sure.
Did you read the story?
I didn't read the article, no. But, I know maybe I need to go do that.
Carson, how has he helped you so far? How has Nick kind of helped? Because he's been around.
Yeah, again, it's still OTAs, it's still early, but I think during the season is when his help will be really crucial. But just going through things together, both on the field and then off the field with this Philadelphia life. He's experienced it from as being a starter and everything, so he'll help me, navigate some of those things and just be a soundboard to just kind of bounce ideas back and forth with.
Like you worked through most of the mechanical issues that you wanted to going into the offseason?
In terms of?
Just everything that you wanted to work on and put more, anything.
I definitely feel like I got better. I definitely feel like I got better, and by no means am I where I want to be, but continuing just trying to get better every offseason. That's the goal of the offseason, to go find what your weaknesses are or just overall just get more consistent with your game, and I feel like I did that.
So many new receivers this year. It's a whole different group, really. In these drills, you're not really on the, the practices. You're with the first team a lot. How do you get in sync with everybody, the rookies and everybody? What's the process like?
Yeah, it is a process. First and foremost, it is a process. You got to take advantage of every rep you get. Obviously in team drills and 7-on-7 drills, routes on air. Obviously, we're limited, outside of practice time to actually go outside and throw together. So those reps in practice are huge. This summer when we get together, that'll be huge. And then training camp, just kind of just continually refining that. And then also, you know, off the field, we can come in and watch film and we can talk about, okay, this is what I saw. What did you feel? And again, like you first mentioned, it is still a process for sure.
How much work have you gotten with the two rookies, Gibson and Hollins, and what have you thought of them so far?
Yeah, a little bit of work. You know, obviously not a ton, but obviously routes on air and doing some different things, getting them in there where they can. They look good. You know, they both can run, so I'm excited to just continually build that relationship with those guys and really the rest of these guys as well.
Carson, when you talk to the new players here, they all talk about this time of the year is important for chemistry. Are you starting to see things come together a little bit? I know it's early, I know you said it's early, but are you starting to see things, the guys picking it up and getting it?
Yeah, I mean, again, still a process, not trying to, we're just under 100 days now until game one, so we still got to keep building this thing, but things are starting to click for a lot of guys. And one thing I love about the guys in that locker room and out on the field is just it's such a camaraderie between the offense and the defense during special teams. You know, everyone's we're all in this together, and I really have that feel. It's not you versus me, offense versus defense. It is in the competitive environments, but at the end of the day, we're all on one big team, and we're all just trying to get better together. And so that camaraderie makes it fun to go out there and practice and fun to go in that locker room.
I saw some of the deep ball on display with Torrey Smith in practice today. Is that an exciting element when you watch film kind of after he was acquired about what is possible between you two with the deep ball?
For sure. You know, Torrey obviously brings a speed threat like that. He's shown it. He's got a track record for doing that. And so I'm definitely excited. It's something within our offense to just kind of figure out where we integrate that and how we go about it. There's definitely times last year where maybe I could have taken the shot and I didn't. There's times I took the shot when I shouldn't have. So it's just trying to get a feel for when it's appropriate to do that. But, yes, Torrey brings an element there that is exciting.
Torrey said that in the past he's sometimes throwing quarterbacks off because he doesn't look back when he's going to go rogue till it's time.
Yeah.
And is that, like, the kind of little idiosyncratic thing that you have to learn from all these guys? Say, okay, he does it that way. He does this.
For sure. You know, every guy has their thing, especially guys like that have been around for a while now. So it's just working through those things. It's feeling them out. It's, okay, this is how you've been doing it. Let's tweak it and do this, and this is what I'm seeing. Again, a lot of the stuff is just off the field, just hashing it out type of thing, but there's definitely some things like that you got to just keep working through, but it's a fun process at the same time.
Carson, you made a play in practice today, far field. You rolled to your left, and you threw it down the field, I think, for Alshon. Can you kind of go through that play, why you made the throw, what gave you the confidence that you could get the ball down there?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a broken play. You know, it was a play-action pass, and I just didn't feel comfortable with the routes. They had it covered pretty well, so I just scrambled and made a play. Alshon had really good recognition to take it deep, while Torrey was already kind of in the intermediate area. So, you know, I just felt confident in giving Alshon a chance, and felt confident that I could make the throw. So, you know, obviously it worked out, but we got to see that hopefully on some Sundays.
Is your release quicker?
Hard to say. I guess we'd have to go time it is the only way to know. You know, I feel that I've always had a quick release. I feel more efficient and smoother, which is everything from my footwork on all the way up. But maybe that's a science project to go get a stopwatch out there and figure that one out.
When you're talking about moving in the pocket, how long does it take when you get to a new level to know how long you can have that clock in your head when you know I can stay in here for this long versus I better get rid of the ball?
That's a good question. You know, it's still working through that. You'll always be working through that. I mean, you know, different plays. You know, it's a play-action pass. You got a little more time sometimes. You know, quick game, you know, the clock sped up a little bit because though linemen are obviously thinking, all right, he's going to get the ball out quicker, or it's play action pass, he's going to hold on to it. So you know these things going in. And then obviously when they bring pressure, you know, all right, I got to really speed up versus drop eight. So it's a process for sure. But, you know, like I said, it's a feel thing.
Alshon has been a guy who's been very good on 50-50 balls. So it's very early, but are you kind of figuring that out, that he's the type of receiver that maybe?
For sure. Yeah, he's shown some flashes already. There's definitely some things that him and I both got to continually work and get on the same page with. But no doubt about it, you can already see. Obviously, we're limited in the competitive things we can do out there when the ball's in the air, obviously avoiding contact and everything. during OTAs, but, you know, he looks like a guy who can go up and get the ball, and I've already seen it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.